We're in Simin Shin Yud. We're up to Sif Ches. Kli sheyesh alav dover ha'osur v'dover ha'muter. A keli that has on it both something which is muktzah as well as something that is not muktzah. Muter l'taltalo. That is not considered a basis l'dover ha'osur. It is a basis l'dover ha'osur v'ha'muter. Kagon, machto. So this was a pan for burning on. Sheyesh alem ebod yom efer. Shemuter l'taltalo l'chasas borok otzoa. So on a machta, they used to burn little pieces of wood and turn it into ash. Ash was common for use in those days to cover things. So if you have ash in it as well as pieces of wood for burning, the wood for burning is muktzah. The ash is not muktzah. You're allowed to carry the entire pan. Muter l'tat l'machta k'mo shehi, u'kagon, she'dover ha'muter choshev mi'dover ha'osur. That's only when the dover ha'muter is more choshev. Ash in those days, since it was used for covering, was something that was very choshev, as opposed to the little twigs that you're burning on it, that's not so choshev. Aval em dover ha'osur choshev yosem mi'dover ha'muter batel etzlo, vosel l'tat lo. But if you have a choshev dover ha'osur and a non-choshev dover ha'muter, then it is a basis l'dover ha'osur. V'tam heter tiltul zeh. So now he's asking Akasha. This is a typical case of a basis l'davar aser v'davar amuter. So it's not a basis l'davar aser, but it's got iser on it. You're moving the iser by moving the pan. The answer is it's tiltum and atzad. But even in tiltum and atzad, we learned that you need neir l'chatchila. You're supposed to first dump the iser and then move it. Mishum d'loef shel minkit kitma l'chudei afilu ishadi le'me'amachta. If he's going to try to pour off the sticks, then he's going to lose the ash also. There's no way of keeping the ash from falling off. So you're not mechuyev to lose the ash for the sake of getting rid of the sticks. Oh, im tzarech lemokam amachta, or you need its place. So if you dump everything out, you're not going to have access to its place. Vim ein tzarech el leguf amachta, what happens if all you really want is the pan? So there you don't need the wood or the ash in it. There, so there, dump everything out of it, do neir, and then move the machta. If there's some way of allowing the iser to fall off without the heter, then you're mechuyev to do that. Says the Ramana, v'chol zeh lo mayri ela shehi heter miiser mebod yom, avom hoya iser olav levad. The only time that it's mutter is if at the beginning of Shabbos you had the Isser and the Heter on it. But if at the beginning of Shabbos it became a basis l'davar aser, placing Heter on it later is not going to help. Now, the rule was that if something was not a basis bein hashmashes, meaning it had Isser and Heter bein hashmashes, the Heter was then removed and now it only has the Isser, you can once again place Heter on it in order to be matur tiltul. Whereas, if at the beginning of Shabbos it had the Isser alone on it, then it became a basis l'davar aser, and placing the heter on it is not going to help. Now, a few things. First of all, this ash must be ash that was ash already on Erev Shabbos, because if it became ash on Shabbos, it's nolad. Not only that, but let's say you have ash which is nolad, and it gets mixed up with other ash. So the halacha is like this. This is a case of a tarovis of min b'mino. And the halachi is that, generally speaking, we say that something that is also only for Shabbos but will become mutter after Shabbos is called a dover sheyesh lo matirim, which midrabanan is not batel in min b'mino. Now the rule is that if it was never nikar, if there was never a point in time where you could tell which is us or which is mutter, then it doesn't become a davar sheyesh lo matirim. Chazal say there is bittel. Whereas if it was nikar even for a second and then later got mixed up, there the halacha is sheyesh lo matirim. So let's say you have nolad ash that became ash on Shabbos, and it was, you could tell which it was, and then afterwards it got mixed in with the rest of the ash, then the halacha is the entire tarovis is also, this is a davar sheyesh lo matirim. Based on that, the Mishnah Berurah says if you have water dripping off the leaves in the month of Nisan, that water is called nolad, and the halacha is that it is not bottled, even though it fell into a bucket of water, which is mutter, because at the time it fell off, it was nikr. It was only when it entered the bucket that it was ein nikr. So it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. A practical application of this is the drain pipe of an air conditioning unit, where you have water that is formed by condensation on Shabbos that is nolad. The condensation is considered nolad, and as a result of it, it is muktzah. Since it comes out separate, even though it falls into some kind of container that had water there from Erev Shabbos, nevertheless, it's min b'mino, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, since it was nikr until it reached that bucket. The halachi is that everything in there is muktzah. All of the water is muktzah and cannot be moved on Shabbos. Now, in terms of a basis of davar aser and davar mutter, a few things. One thing, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a shaila, has a tshuva, dealing with the shaila where someone put a dvar iser on a table and was planning to put the heter on it, but forgot. For example, they lit the candles on the Shabbos table, they were going to put the challah there before Bein HaShemashes, and they forgot. The question is, do we call that shochach? And Rav Moshe says shochach means I intended on removing the muktzah, but then I forgot to. Shochach doesn't mean I was intending on putting heter there as well. Heter only saves it bepol, or heter only saves it where I really actually put heter on there. The fact that I wanted to put heter on there does not give it a din of shochach. So it would be aser. The other thing is, in terms of determining what is more valuable, the yisr or the heter, the halacha is you go by the owner. Meaning, if something is more chashev to him, although to a stranger it wouldn't be, the halacha is that that becomes more chashev. Siftes. Teva sheyeshba davar amuter letaltol umos. Im amos einem ikur muter letaltol kemoshi al pi atrem shizbar b'machta. If you have a box that has in it a davar amuter and money, the halacha is if that other object is more chashev, then it'll become a basis of davar aser and davar amuter, and the halacha is you could move it on Shabbos.